why do they insist on these things? So tonight, for the first time in what feels like a month and a half, Andy Mossack is going to be here in about 20, 25 minutes' time. He is a roving travel reporter, a travel journalist. And every month or so, it seems, he comes on here. He is somewhere different in the world. We've had him high in the mountains of Colorado. He's been hanging out in Vietnam. He's been in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, all over the place. And he's told us about all these wonderful places and given you ideas for your holidays, right? So tonight, he is somewhere else. I don't know where he is. I have a first clue, though. This city is perhaps better known for its fruits of the vine. However, the historic 17th century Old Town Centre has an impressive 362 historic monuments, some dating back to Roman times. Question of history, then. The city is perhaps known, better known for its fruits of the vine. Historic 17th century town centre has an impressive 362 historic monuments. So, where do you think he is? I'm going to need your help. There is another clue. I'll do that about 10 past 11 tonight, but he is somewhere in the world. 0345 303 3333 is the phone number when you give us a call, right? So have a think for me. 362, it's got to be somewhere rather old. Ah, no idea. Vine country. Wine country. Where would that? I'm thinking France. What about you? September 63, Dionne Warwick and San Jose and T-Rex themselves will all be here. And Andy, a few early guesses in. Thank you for these. I've no idea where he is. Long Island City is a suggestion of Gaza or York. Somewhere in Italy, says Sam in Market Wheaton. Yeah, it's Italy or France, I'm thinking. Certain spots of Spain, maybe. But northern Spain, perhaps, but leaning France or Italy, really, myself. There is another clue. I'll give you that. The other side of the Four Seasons, actually. You might be able to help me track him down. And a few more of the songs on the Sit Sound Tonight Songs for the Crisps. However, it is 11. And this week, you've given me some right goodies. Some real crackers. So that's on the way a little later. Andy Mossack, though. I'll give you one clue already, haven't I? 362 historic monuments in this town. This city. Talking wine country. Here is clue number two, and if you know where he is, I hate it when he beats us. We're better than that, you and I. 81333 in Russ. Here's your second clue. The water mirror is the world's largest reflecting pool, covers 37,000 square feet, gigantic black granite, lying under 2 centimetres of water, drained and refilled every half hour. And in the summer, the vapour is ejected onto the water mirror to add a magical mist to its surface. I've seen this. I haven't been there, I don't know, but I've seen it on telly. The world's largest reflecting pool. It's massive, like in town square. Oldie buildings around it. Oldie buildings. Classical architecture, you know, old buildings. But there it is in the middle. There's the big. It's like it looks like a black lake almost, and then people run through, and there's fountains, and there's mist going on. 37,000 square feet sounds about right. I've no idea where it is, although I think it's France. In fact, I'm fairly convinced it's France, but where I've no idea. 0345. If you can help me out, because it would drive me mad. 0345. 303-3333. 81333 at Russ. Dame Edith Evans on Twitter. Fairly certain it's France. No idea where, though. If you've been there, if you've seen it, you've got to help us out. But the man himself is going to be here in about 5 or 10 minutes. We'll find out what else you can do in this mystery place. By Tony Pete and Sue in Acom in York. Hi there. Good evening, Russ. We're chilling along with you. We think Andy's in Bordeaux. A long time back, Sue spent some time there studying for a degree in French. Oui, oui. Maintenant. And you give us a ward. That's fantastic. Thank you very much. Degree in French. I'm so jealous. It's something I'd love to have done. All I can remember genuinely is j'écoute de pantalon, which means I listen to trousers. Don't know why I bothered learning that, really. Joe in Ottle. John in Hull saying Andy's in Bordeaux. Gazza in York saying he's in Bordeaux. Boise saying he's in Bordeaux. All right, we're going. Where are we going then? Southwest France, isn't it? Southwest France. Never been myself, but I'll take your knowledge on that one. Thank you so much for all of the sit sounds tonight. Andy is coming next. Oh, soon be time for a Friday free-for-all, you know. It soon will be Black Friday. People will be talking about that already. They seem to be on Twitter. It's a buzz with websites that are already crashing under the sheer weight of people hunting for bargains. But I remind you that Darren got an entire chocolate cake for 49p. I tell you, every day is Black Friday on this show. Few guesses, more people backing me up and saying, well, backing you up. Andy's in Bordeaux, says Kev. I think love the place. Okay. Adam, the city-born trucker. Nacho Man by the village people. Very good. We've got to get, international flavours on the set. Pam in Louth saying Andy's in Bordeaux. Well, do you know what? For the next 10 minutes, let's find out if we're right, shall we? A roving travel reporter. He's usually on a little more regularly than he has been of late. I think the last time he was on, we're trying to figure this out, was September the 15th. September the 15th, Andy. Can it really be that long?
Yes, I apologise for my tardiness.
What have you been doing? Hopefully something glamorous and fascinating.
No paperwork, I'm afraid. It's all very boring, but you know, this is what you have to do sometimes. You just have to put all the glamour away and just stick your head in paperwork.
Well, for the life of an international jet setter, like your good self, I suppose there is always the tax bill, so you need to get the old return done as well.
Indeed. Okay.
So sent us a couple of the clues on this. We're in wine country and then the big water mirror, and everybody's been saying, Bordeaux, that's where you are.
Curses on you.
We got there.
I hate losing. yes, okay. Indeed. Bordeaux, yeah. Where it is, you're right, southwest France, in fact, yes, and rather apt to be talking about food and crisps and things. So southwest France, about 60 miles away from the Atlantic Ocean in the Aquitaine region, near the Garonne and Dordogne rivers, which is very nice. Actually, this was a region which was ruled by the English for 300 years. So I suppose you could say we're kind of related, aren't we, really, from this region?
Now, is this in the region? You'll have to forgive me, and I apologise if maybe you don't know or you can't answer this, but is this the bit of France where the Plantagenet family came from, who were ultimately the kings of England for an enormous amount of time?
Yeah, it is, yeah. It was part of Poitiers and sort of all around there. Is it Catherine Aquitaine? Yeah. So there you go. So, you know, there is a sort of a connection. There's an English connection here. And it's great, actually, because most people think Bordeaux is literally just a wine city, you know. Those very famous wines like Saint-Emilion and Petrus and Pomerol, these posh ones. But as we mentioned in the clues, it's actually got a lot to offer any visitor, really, particularly over the last 20 years, where it's completely transformed itself. I call it Bordeaux Nouveau, actually, which is, I thought, quite nice. But it's all down to this the mayor, actually, who was amazing guy, actually, because he's kind of went in there and he's transformed it, taken away all the black walls that were here, because it was called the Sleeping Beauty, because it's a beautiful, as you said, a beautiful city with some amazing architecture, but it had a load of black walls all over the place because of coal heating and smoke from the ships, because they're a port city. And Mayor Alain Yup, he did all kinds of things. He pedestrianized boulevards and basically cleaned up the building facades, because he got the owners he offered them a tax break if they agreed to clean the walls. So the whole place spruced up.
And funnily enough, they indulged in that.
They did. Very much so. Yeah. And what a fantastic place it's turned into. It really is pretty amazing. And the riverfront, for instance, you know, down in London by the Thames, you've got, it's all gentrified. The East End has suddenly become all poshed up. And along the riverfront on the Garonne here, there was loads of kind of abandoned warehouses and derelict buildings, and tore it all down, turned it into this beautiful sort of airy area where you've got cyclists and walkers and all kinds of things. And this amazing water mirror is there right on the riverfront in front of the that beautiful 18th century building. So it really is quite a sight. If you just look at it, I'm sure you can see pictures of it, but gorgeous. I was there today and I had a picture taken of me standing in the middle of it and looked like I was literally walking on water, you know, because it's only 2 centimeters deep, this water, but it looks like you're literally walking on water. Wow. It's so clever. Wow. And yeah, fabulous thing.
Now,
it's great.
You'll have to correct me if I'm wrong here, but whenever I think, you know, somewhere is in wine country, and this is where it is, there's a word that follows that, which it is expensive. So let's say we're thinking about going to Bordeaux and you're there. What can you tell us about, like, the expense of the place? Because I imagine there's a fair range of stuff in terms of prices. I mean, it's a city of almost 300,000 people, so there's got to be a range there, right?
Yeah, I mean, it used to be very it was a sort of a city for toffs, if you like. You know, it was seen as being quite snobbish. And the Bordelais people, you know, because of this beautiful kind of wine vintage they have. But there is a lot to be said for just walking around a city, which is the sort of thing I like doing. And in France, you've got this prefix A menu. So $10.95, you can have 2 courses with a glass of wine, €10.95. You know, it's well worth doing. And to be honest, Bordeaux is not one of these gastronomic cities. It's not seen like Lyon, for instance, or Paris. So there isn't that many hugely expensive restaurants. So a lot of them are brasseries and cafes, and there is a really nice, I mean, there's a student population here too. So the students certainly don't have the money to spend. So you could definitely eat well, and there is some, you know, reasonable wines to have. And I certainly think it's not going to break the bank by any means.
Now, it obviously an old city, a long history, a long heritage. When you walk around it, there are all these beautiful, I mean, they're absolutely stunning buildings and pieces of architecture and cathedrals. I mean, and the tramway, for example, there's some really gorgeous things to see. Is there any sort of aspects of modern life in there as well? Are there new things in Bordeaux you can go along? If you believe once you've seen a cathedral, you've seen them all, if you know what I mean.
There is some Gothic stuff, yeah, for sure. And some of the gates, the old gates of the city are here, they look like sort of fairy tale, medieval fairy tale books. The beautiful towers, very nice. But there is a new, brand new museum opened in June this year, which is called La Cité du Vin. So it's the wine city. And you'd think, if I said that, it's going to be kind of full of academic people talking very scientific stuff. It's not. The whole building, it looks like a massive decanter. And
how cool.
It's utterly brilliant, if I tell you this. I mean, it's a modern, brilliant, and it's basically an explanation of winemaking from all over the world, completely non-academic. It's fun, it's engaging, and it's amazing. It's a real treat. And you walk around with your jaw open most of the time in there, and that is really something special, I've got to tell you. And the other thing, you know, there's some things you just walk about and you find these incredible squares in the old town. There's just one square after another. There's literally, I mean, I lost count, but I would say a good 40 to 50 squares in the old town.
How many squares can one man need on a holiday, Andy?
Oh, I love a square. I love it. But they're all different, mate. They're all different, and they're lovely. And I found this lovely church called the St. Simeon Church. And the person I was with said to me, do you know this church? I mean, this is weird, okay? After the French Revolution, this church became a sardine factory. And they invented the little key that goes on the tin. You know that thing you roll up? How about that?
That's brilliant.
That's a great fact, isn't it?
I'd have a museum totally dedicated to that.
Sardine tins, yeah. But I tell you what I am looking forward to. I'm here actually to see this wonderful chap called Bernard Margres, who is a bit of an icon. He is a legend when it comes to wine producing. He's a very famous man, and I'm very excited because he's got this sort of a dynasty of winemaking here. And he's got this Chateau Pape Clermont vineyard, which is very, very nice. And out in Saint-Emilion, it's Chateau Frombroge. They're beautiful. But you do something in there. You blend. Today I did it. I blended my own wine. You put them all together till it tastes quite nice. You put it in a bottle. They stick a cork in it. You put that onto, and then you print your own label out. And so I've actually got a bottle of red wine that I blended myself. I think that's a pretty cool thing to do.
A Chateau Neuf de Mossac.
Exactly, yeah. And it's €20 to do it. It's nothing. I think it's great to do it. And what a great bit of fun. But the Margres family are something, as I said, a bit of an iconic family. And I'm going to be sitting down with them tomorrow and having a good old chat because I'm interested in the whole history and everything else. Yeah. But this chateau, I mean, it's 13th century, mate. You know, it goes back to the 1200s. But it's called Pape Clermont because it was the Pope. It was the palace of the fifth pope or something.
They live in a papal
palace.
It's totally
crazy. Yeah.
Good Lord, makes my semi-detached pale into insignificance,
well,
doesn't it?
Me too. I know, yeah. I know.
Oh, excellent. Well, you're going to have a great
time. Have I got
time
to say one bit about a pudding?
Yeah, go on. Oh, no, always
like
time for
puddings,
pudding.
Don't you?
Always right. Time. Go on.
Yeah. Okay, well, when you come here, there's a pudding called a canale. Okay, a canale. Ooh, yeah. And it's a small fluted cake. But the thing is, it's made really from egg yolk because egg whites, okay, I didn't know this until I sort of started talking about this. Egg whites are used in wine to take away all the sediments. I didn't know. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
Egg white to take away the sediment in wine. So they've got all this winemaking going on, loads of eggs, loads of egg whites. So what do they do with the yolks? They made these fluted cakes, and they put rum in it, sugar and vanilla, and they're called canales. And everywhere you go in Bordeaux, wow, you find these lovely little cakes. They're really lovely. And if you ever get some soup, you know that film you get on top of soup, like the grease and everything. Well, if you put egg white in the soup and leave it for 24 hours, it gets rid of it all.
Get out!
I'm telling you.
Well, get out of house.
Try it. It's
a day without learning, Andy, is a day wasted. Hey, would you like to do some Twin Towns?
Now, listen, I reckon there's a Japanese one in there somewhere.
Do you reckon?
I might be wrong. But,
okay. There's a few of the others, and I know you've been to most of these places, but I shall run through them. There's Bilbao. It's twinned with Bilbao.
It's because of the Guggenheim.
Yeah, it's Casablanca.
Ooh.
Fukuoka in Japan.
I knew it.
Lima in Peru.
No.
Yeah. Madrid in Spain.
Okay.
Munich. Los Angeles. St. Okay. Petersburg. And Bristol.
Bristol.
Bristol. It's twinned with Bristol.
Since the wine capital of England.
Yeah, since 1947, it's been twinned with Bristol. It's one of its oldest ones.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's the oldest twin city for Bordeaux.
We have to find out why. You've got to.
You can ask them down in the chateau tomorrow.
I'll ask them. What is it, Bristol?
And enjoy your Chateau Neuf de Mossac.
Well, thank you, sir. And the next time we talk, I will be somewhere extremely amazing. And somewhere I've never been to before, so I'm dead excited about it.
He's going to the space station. We'll catch up with you soon, Andy. Thank you. Ah, there he was in Bordeaux, twinned with Bristol. Now you know, right? Thursday.